how to get new clients and grow revenue. In today's episode, I'm going to share some thoughts surrounding this idea that every business should be working towards serving their ideal customer. And I'm going to break down what that has meant for me in my career, what it has meant for me in the businesses I'm involved in right now, and what it could mean for you and your business if you are looking to grow revenue and you feel like you just need something to shake your business loose a little bit and give it some new thinking. Before I get started, I just wanted to point out I'm available to chat pretty much anytime. There are some links in the notes. For the past couple of months, I've been talking to a number of entrepreneurs every single week about their business. They're usually just 15, 20, maybe 30 minute calls. Oftentimes there's some follow-up involved because the conversations were so good, but it's helpful, I think, as an entrepreneur to have someone to kick ideas around with. I think it's helpful to have other business owners that you can ask questions to. And I have made so many mistakes. I have hit pretty much all the landmines, and I've also done a couple of things right. And so if you just want to talk to someone about your business, whether it's really bad, you know, in that cash flow quadrant, if you're a struggling business, if you're an adjusting business, if you're a growing business, or you've made your way to the investment quadrant, let's just chat. Sometimes another voice of reason can be helpful. So let's make sure we connect. But in today's episode, how do you get new clients and grow revenue? I wanted to use a very specific example, which you may have heard me talk about before, about how during COVID, it became apparent to me that we were getting a larger percentage of our revenue from a base of clients that we really needed to find a way to transition out of. And here's what happens as a business owner. When you say new clients, you are generally thinking to yourself, I will keep the ones I have and I will add new ones to it. I have learned that while that is a strategy, there is also a strategy around discovering who your best clients are and then going out, finding more of them and replacing the ones that aren't perfect customers. So what does that mean practically? It means going through your list of customers. And in our businesses, one business, I do it usually once a year because the volume of transactions are not really that high. But at the year-end review, it's always helpful to do a year-to-year comparison. Clients this year, clients last year, clients the year before, who's been dropping, who's been doing more. And in other businesses, I'm doing it almost monthly. And so what that means is you look and say, who is our ideal customer? What makes up an ideal customer? In my mind, an ideal customer is somebody who values the product or the service that is being delivered in the way your business is capable of delivering it. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to be the best in your market at providing it. I know that I talk a lot about that. It simply means that it's a win for your customer because they enjoy paying their bill. It's a win for your team because they enjoy working with that customer. And so that win-win is what you want to see more of, because the general rule of business is if you go looking for every customer because you think you can service every customer, then you are going to end up internally hating some customers, being frustrated with other customers, not really being able to get a rhythm to your business, because it feels like every time you get customers that are real pain versus customers that are real easy versus customers that maybe need a little bit of handholding, it's just hard for your team and your systems and your process to really get any kind of leverage. By looking through your client list and finding the customers that you have enjoyed working with the most, you then take that list and say to yourself, how do we go and double this list? Or how do we triple this list? Or over the next year, how do we take, you know, this list of clients that we don't really like, but we've got to keep them because we have to keep our revenue. But how do we remove this list of clients over the next year with this list of perfect clients that we need to get more of? Now, many entrepreneurs and business owners hear that and they immediately start to get fearful because it's the bird in hand theory. The customers I have now, they're paying the bills and I don't want to disrupt that and our business needs to be profitable. Okay, you're right. But if you wanted to grow your revenue, you generally grow your revenue by having customers that allow your business to operate efficiently and that have a rhythm to them. For example, if your business only ever served perfect customers, it could probably serve, and we'll just pick a number, 1,000 people. 1,000 people at a profit margin of $200, you get the idea, right? But when you don't have a business full of perfect customers, you might have, let's just say, your business can only service 800 customers. 800 customers at $200 is less than 1,000 customers at $200. The gap between 1,000 perfect customers and 800 imperfect customers is your margin, your rhythm, and how your business is able to benefit from the efficiency that goes along with having equal customers. It's hard to say no to business. It's hard to say no to customers that are producing revenue for you. So I'm not suggesting for a minute that you simply hive off a chunk of customers, leave a gaping hole, and then try to fill it. That wouldn't be a good move. The better move that I have learned to make is to say to myself, I know that in one business in particular, these three customers, they don't pay our best rates right now. We in fact have to give them a discount because they've been with us for so long, but they also demand a lot from us, but we get the predictability of their business, and so it kind of checks all the boxes. However, our business is running so well that my goal is to replace those three customers with three customers that do pay the best rates that we have, where our margin is locked into place, and it's an enjoyable experience for everybody. So as a business owner, your job in growing revenue can be done by, and I've tried to do this too, you throw everything against the wall, you hope that something sticks, and then you just accept the margin and the bottom line that you get from all of those efforts. That's a strategy. I have discovered that a better strategy is to really understand what customer do you really enjoy serving, and what customer really enjoys the experience they get when they work with you. And by really enjoys, I don't mean they're gushing over you every time that they see you, but they post a good Google review. There's some familiarity in how you interact with each other. The customer is generally very happy when they're in with you, and you are happy when you are in with them. And so, which are those customers? How can you go get more of them? Because even if your business on an equal to equal basis could serve 1,000 perfect customers or 1,000 imperfect customers, you're going to find that on 1,000 imperfect customers or some mix of imperfection, you will just by default be less profitable than 1,000 perfect customers. And so you might be thinking to yourself, Dylan, that's an impossibility. To which I would say, I agree and you're right. Except if you want to grow your revenue and you don't want or can't expend an enormous amount of time and energy and effort into doing it, then what you can do that doesn't cost a lot of time, money, and effort is to define who your perfect customer is and then begin a marketing plan that helps you identify them in the marketplace, gives you an opportunity to create the desired outcome that all of them want, match it up with an offer that they can't resist. I get that from Alex Hormozy. You should check him out if you haven't. And then by the time the marketing effort brings them into your sales box or your sales process, it's an easy sale. Your operations team is able to deliver the result and they walk away a happy customer, and you made the margin that you would love to make on every customer, and you didn't have to put up with all the stuff. So it doesn't cost a lot to figure out who your perfect customer is. And if you're like, well, Dylan, I don't even know who my perfect customer is. Okay, that's fair. Start taking some time to look through your P&L, to look through your sales history, and figure out, first of all, who are the customers spending the most money with us? You can just start there. Of all those customers that are spending the most money with us, just arbitrarily, who do we like? Who do we enjoy? And highlight them. And then from that exercise alone, you start to build a little bit of an avatar or a character or a profile of what your perfect customer might look like. And then once you've kind of figured out the soft stuff, then you start putting some math to it. And then in that exercise, you should be able to start understanding, okay, well, why do they use us? Why do we like them? Why do they like us? Well, maybe, and then that becomes the exercise of putting together, understanding rather what the perfect outcome is for those customers, how you can line up an offer that shows them the perfect outcome that they're looking for is best delivered by your business. And in order to entice them, here is how we get them in the door. Once they come into the door, we do what we do with all of these perfect customers, and we service them and we make the money we want. So how do you get new clients to grow revenue? You look back into history, you look at your existing client base and you say, who are the ones that we do the most business with? of the ones we do the most business with, who do we enjoy the most? And then you say to yourself, why do we enjoy those customers? Why do they enjoy us? And then that should begin to form some thinking around, okay, now how do we create the desired outcome? How do we tell the market about a desired outcome that this type of person or this type of customer is looking for? And how do we encourage them through an offer that they can't resist, that walks them right through our front door or right to our website? And so it doesn't take a lot of money. It does take some time and some effort, depending on how focused you want to be on it. But if you're insistent on growing your revenue and you want to attract new clients, the place to start is to look at where you're winning right now. And if you're a startup, by the way, as I'm part of right now, you sort of have to feel that out a little bit. And then with every single interaction that you have, because you can catch it early, you can say to yourself, okay, this is who we think our perfect customer is. And then as you interact with the market, you can begin testing whether that's true or not true, and make decisions quicker to create filters or to create barriers where you keep out the customers you don't want and you bring in the ones that you do want. And of course, in a perfect world, we would all be serving the perfect customers with the perfect profit margin and the perfect bottom line, but we don't live in a perfect world. And so an idea like the one I'm sharing today takes a little bit of creativity. It takes a little bit of focus to be able to commit to the idea that if I have to let those three customers go and replace them with these three customers, I'm going to be okay with that, that's not the end of the world. The psychology is the hardest part to get over, or for me it has been, because guess what? Payroll is real. Every week or twice a month, payroll is very real, and I need to make sure that our revenue is generating the cash flow that we need to pay our bills. However, when I've had a chance to correct my thinking and to really think through what it is I'm doing, I've come very quickly to appreciate that we only want to be working with the perfect customer. So if you'd like to talk to someone that can ask you some really great questions about your business, about your customers, and about what the desired outcome is for them, let's get in touch and let's talk about your business. There's lots of ways to do that. You can start with the links in the comments and I'd be happy to help. But as you walk away from this episode, really give that some consideration, that getting new clients doesn't always mean going out and attracting just anyone that you can find. In fact, you can get a better return on your time and money and resources by really understanding who does your business work well with right now and how do you go out and get more of them. So thanks for tuning in to this episode, and we'll see you on the next one.